Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts.
Shining at the end of every day, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las Podcast. This is episode number 255, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Westerly, Rhode Island. My name's Gary. I'm your host. I'm usually joined by Mike, but he is not in studio for this intro. But today I have Yergina with me. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Can you tell everyone how old you are?
4.
And where are we going to be very soon, in just a couple days?
Disney in 4 days in Disney.
Are you excited?
Yes.
What kind of rides are you going to go on?
Okay, I want to go on Mowgli ride.
There's no Mowgli ride.
Oh, sorry. Hakuna Matata.
There's a Lion King show. You want to see that?
I want to see a Lion King show.
It's called Festival of the Lion King.
Festival of the Lion King.
How about any rides about Snow White?
I want to go on the Snow White ride.
How about another one with Anna and Elsa?
And I'm going to go on the Frozen ride.
Is there anybody you want to meet?
Anna and Elsa.
Who else?
Olaf.
Anybody else? Who's your favorite princess?
Rapunzel.
Okay, we should probably meet her. Anybody else? Should we meet... who's the big boss at Disney World?
Which one?
Who's the boss of Disney? Little mouse. Is there a mouse in charge?
Ratatouille.
Not Ratatouille. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
And who else? Who's his friend?
Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse. And then what about the guy that goes...
Donald Duck.
Do you want to meet all of them?
Pluto and Daisy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Duck.
And then what else are we going to do when we're there? Do you remember what hotel we're staying at?
A Mickey one.
Well, no, it's not a Mickey one.
Pop Century.
And are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited to go.
Oh, and how do we get to Florida?
On the airplane. Do you want to go?
You're asking all the listeners if they want to go?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice. I bet they would love to go. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Who's one of the guys that we like to see? He's a purple dragon.
Figment.
And what's your favorite park at Disney World? Do you like Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, or Animal Kingdom? None of them?
No.
Which one do you
like? Someone... I like the dinosaur one.
Dinosaur one? That's at Animal Kingdom.
I like the dinosaur playground. Oh, it's my favorite!
You've never even been to it. Are you excited to try it?
Yeah, but it's also my favorite.
It's already your favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll love that. What songs do we sing? What ride songs? Do you remember? Haunted Mansion? Do you know that song?
Haunted Mansion. The creek doors creak and the tombs those creak. So climb out with Sally Wick. Happy hunts materialize and begin to vocalize. And green girls come out to socialize. And no, close your eyes and don't try to hide. Or a silly spook might sit by your side. Shrouded in a daft disguise, they pretend to terrorize. Grim green ghosts come out to socialize. Yo ho, yo ho, the pirates like for me. We can't find fame and that drink up me eyes, yo ho. Can we ever have and don't give who drink up me eyes, yo ho. Can you sing that one?
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. It's close enough. Okay. We kindle, we char, and flame and ignite. Drink up, me arties, yo ho. We burn up the city, we're really a fright. Drink up, me arties, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. Well, why don't you say, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
With Mike and Mike and a trip review.
A mic and a mic and a trip review.
In case you didn't catch all that, basically this week we recorded the middle part ahead of time, so I'm just coming in with a quick intro since I'm traveling down to Disney this week. This week and next week will both be pre-recorded. We had Mike from Michigan on this week to do a trip review that he took a trip down at the end of November, early December of 2018. He came on to talk about that. So we're going to get right to that after this break. All right, we are back from break. You are listening to episode number 255 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejado de las podcast. And as I mentioned before the break, we are joined by Mike from Michigan, and he's going to give us a trip review from his trip back at the end of 2018. He went with his family. I guess we'll find out more of the details, but thanks for joining us, Mike.
Thanks for having me. And since I missed the first part of the episode, I'd like to go ahead and give my Por Favor beer of the week.
Oh, yeah, sure. Unofficial beer sponsor of the week.
Unofficial beer sponsor of the week, yeah. So this one is from Creature Comforts in Athens, Georgia.
Oh.
It's called the Imperial Troop Haze. It's a double IPA, and it's 8% alcohol by volume. From what I understand, you can't actually buy this beer in stores. My brother does a lot of traveling for work, and he went down there and got a 4-pack of these, and that's what I got in the Christmas gift exchange this year.
Oh, nice. It was like the potluck thing?
It was one of those, like white elephants, but we actually bring like decent gifts, you know, for it. Mm-hmm. So this is what I ended up with. I drew number one, so I got the final choice.
Oh, so you had your pick of the litter, and you went with the beer.
Yes, and I went with that. So, yeah, it's pretty good. I like it.
You doing all right over there, Darth Vader? You're breathing awful heavy.
I'm just watching golf.
Oh, okay. Getting excited, I guess. All I can hear, just hear. Remember in Spaceballs, who had, like, Dark Helmet? You sound like him.
I guess I got the mic too close to me.
Maybe that's it. That's all right. I'll leave it in so people know what I'm complaining about. But so this week we're talking about.
He made this putt. It was a 4% chance, a 40-footer. It was at a 4% chance.
Wow.
Someone said you're never going to make
and
that.
He just and he made said, it.
Not with that. Not with that kind of attitude. I'm not.
That's like Schaefer on the golf trip, just draining putts from everywhere.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, draining putts.
Draining putts.
Those stiffs still never paid us, did they?
What are you talking about?
Him and Joey. Remember we had a match?
We didn't have a match, and if we did, you guys certainly did not win.
No, it was me and you.
Are you talking about the day that you literally tried to?
No, there was a day that you five-putted 18.
Oh, that's right. He did 5-putt 18 to win the match.
Here's Gary. If we did, you guys definitely did. He don't even know who the partners were.
Well, that will be DePards.
Hey, take it easy, Pads.
Pads. All right, this is getting off the rails already. Let's get to the trip. So why don't you give the info? Talk about the dates you went, where you stayed, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, the dates.
Or just general. You went, you know, it was after
Thanksgiving,
dates,
I think,
right?
It was after Thanksgiving. I want to say we got down there the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And we were there till about the 4th or so of December. I think we were down there like 9 or 10 days, something like that. We drove down from Michigan. The way that we did it this time is we left just really, really early in the morning. I think we ended up leaving at like 4 o'clock in the morning. We drove and got past Atlanta, and we stayed overnight in I believe it was Macon, Georgia. And then the next day we didn't have too long at all. We hit some traffic on 75, probably like 40, 30 miles into Florida. But other than that, it was a really, really smooth drive. So we got down there like early evening time, late afternoon. So the drive went pretty well, especially for having two kids with us.
Yeah. How tempted were you just keep going? You got to like Atlanta. You're like, we're not that far. It's only, but it's still like 6 hours from there, isn't it?
Yeah. That, and that's the thing is like, when we were talking about when we were going to leave and everything, Roxy wanted to take even longer than that to get down there. She wanted to take more than 2 days. And I'm like, let's just leave early, get like, because I knew I wanted to get past Atlanta. Like, I didn't want to wake up in the morning
and have to and deal with that get, traffic. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So we made it to Macon, and then, but by that time I was like, yes, all right, let's just get going. You know, like, you know, we stopped at the Florida Welcome Area, of course, you have to, but...
Did you
even
get
there,
your orange
like,
juice samples?
I got orange juice and the grapefruit juice.
Ooh.
Yeah, my kid tried grapefruit juice too, and he was not a fan, so he gave his to me. But yeah, we stopped there, got the orange juice, grapefruit juice, and then I was like ready to go. I'm like, okay, let's get this show on the road. But we had to get the Sun Pass there because we took down a different vehicle this time from the last time we went. So we had to get that all set up and everything, but. Yeah, it was a pretty smooth drive down there.
That's good. And now what car? You have a truck, right? But you took the family van or whatever. What do you have, like
I
SUV?
I have a truck, and we got a GMC Acadia. We got it like actually just a few weeks, maybe a month or so.
Oh, that's right, because when we were in Florida, you said your wife's car was having trouble. You were borrowing somebody's car or something like that, right?
Yeah, well, my wife was using my truck the whole
That's what it was,
summer
yeah.
long. Yeah. So, yeah, we replaced her old Equinox that basically wasn't getting driven anyways because she was always driving my truck, and we got an Acadia. And that was actually really nice to take down. It was, you know, much more roomy than taking the truck down, and we had plenty of space for everything, so that worked well.
Very good. And where did you stay?
So like I was saying, Roxy was wanted to take even longer to get down there, but I didn't want to. So what ended up happening is that first night, that Sunday, I believe it was, that we got down there, a few weeks before we left, we actually made a reservation for just a one-night stay at Pop Century.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed one night at Pop Century, and then the rest of our trip was at Fort Wilderness in the cabins.
Ooh, that sounds good. How was Pop doing? Old stomping grounds.
Oh, Pop was great. It was phenomenal. I hadn't been back there since they redid the rooms, so I was really, really impressed with all the room refurbs that they did. If anyone hasn't been there since they've done it, it's great. So there's still two queen beds,
right?
But one of the beds is a Murphy bed. So if you're not using it during the day or whatever, you fold that first bed up, and it gives you just so much more room.
Yeah, it turns into a table.
It's great. Yeah, it turns into a table, and it just takes up so much less space. So like the kids can actually like play around and stuff like in the hotel. The other thing that I really liked was that little area that's like the sink, kind of.
Yeah.
It's not like in the bathroom, but it's a sink. That's like actually closed off with like a
real door now instead of a curtain.
And it's a sliding door too. So it's not like intrusive into the room or anything like that. It just slides all the way open, but it's not taking up any room.
Yes.
The same thing goes for the door into the actual bathroom itself too. But it's all like it's now like the floors are all like a pergo or something like that.
Laminate.
It's not carpet anyways, but and the TV is much bigger. They have a fridge and a coffee maker in there now. It's just the room is way nicer than it was before. I was really impressed. I liked it a lot.
Now, I haven't been to Pop since they redid the rooms, but Mike and I stayed in the All-Star Movies that was newly refurbished with the same setup, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
They did that at all the All-Stars, right?
They're starting. They're just starting right now, yeah.
Okay. All right, because we have a trip in April now, and we're staying at All-Star Sports, and I was wondering if those ones were redone too.
I don't think they are.
No,
I think movies
not.
Is. Yeah, just and not all movies either. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a bummer.
That's all right. It's still good stuff. So let me ask you a question, because I'm going to pop and I haven't been in the Murphy bed with the kids. Did your little one, does he sleep in a pack and play, or do you have him sleep in the bed with his brother, or what's going on with that?
He sleeps in a pack and play.
Okay.
So what we did with that, actually, like I was saying, that door just slides shut. We actually put him
in the bathroom
that's messed up.
You gotta have big psychiatry bills when he's like 17.
Well, it worked out well, because I mean, like, if he'd have woke up and saw any of us, he wouldn't have just went back to sleep.
Mm.
So, but it actually went well. He slept in there, and it was good that way.
Slept in the bathroom. Imagine if I had a kid and I put him in there. Oh, that'd be torture. Be taken away.
Yeah, DCYF would be knocking on my door.
Mike goes in mudding, and the kid's in there just gagging. Yeah, because when we go coming up, or actually when this comes out, we'll be there. But we were going to have the girls sleep in the bed together and put a bed rail on. But Eugenia Jr. hasn't slept in a bed. She's only been in a crib. So I don't know. I'm a little concerned how that's going to go. But she can climb out now, so I don't really know.
Can she climb out of the pack and play?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so my thought is probably what's going to end up happening is she's going to sleep in the bed with my wife and I, which is worst case scenario, but
yeah,
we'll see how it goes with the bed rail. Maybe she'll snuggle her sister or something.
That pack and play in the
bathroom,
and that worked pretty worked pretty darn well for us.
We'll see. Anyway, so Pop's entry for a night, was that like just a settle in day, or did you actually like go to the parks that day?
No, we didn't go to the parks. We knew we weren't going to go to the parks. Even though we were getting APs, we decided, like, because that was a long couple days that we were driving.
Sure,
so we decided we weren't going to go to the parks. So, what we did is we just kind of unloaded the stuff that we needed to unload. And then we went to Disney Springs.
Oh, okay.
And, yep, and, we didn't have like any reservations or anything that night, and so we just kind of walked around a little bit. We went to the old Dockside Margaritas,
as you do.
Got ourselves, as you do at Disney Springs. Got ourselves a couple margaritas, and we were all feeling pretty hungry, but we couldn't. But we walked by that chicken guy. We mm-hmm. wanted to go there, and the line was just ridiculous.
Yeah,
and we're like, no, you know, we're definitely not going there. So we headed over the other way, and we got a thing of poutine.
Mm, good choice.
And just to kind of tide us over, really.
Why do people like that mess?
Yeah.
Why?
I like it.
What's good about it? It just looks like a pile of just garbage.
That's exactly what it looks like, but it's French fries with brown gravy on it and cheese. How can you not like it?
I don't know.
Now the one that we got, they have a seasonal one all the time. And the one that we got was it was a holiday one.
Yeah.
So
what it did is mistletoe and pine needles in it.
Yeah. No, it had shredded turkey. It was a turkey gravy. Obviously your cheese curds, and then they usually put like a cranberry relish on it.
Mm-hmm.
But Roxy didn't want that, so we didn't get the cranberry relish. But Howard is super hit or miss when it comes to foods. He doesn't really like to try new stuff, but he tried a lot of new stuff on this trip, and this was like the first thing that he tried, and he loved it. So instead of splitting it between two of us, we were splitting it between three, but he absolutely loved it, so that worked out really well.
Nice. What else did you end up having that night?
So that night, basically what ended up happening is Sawyer, our youngest one, he was not really having it that night.
Yeah.
So we ended up leaving pretty early. We didn't eat anywhere else in Disney Springs. What we did is we came back to the room, and I went down and got a meal for us.
Mm-hmm.
At the food court, and we ate it back in the room.
Flatbreads?
Actually, Roxy, I'm trying to remember what it was. Actually, no, it was a, I want to say it was a chicken cordon bleu sandwich.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure is what it was, and that was actually really good. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I remember it was really good. We both liked it a lot, and I think it was a chicken cordon bleu sandwich. And then Roxy stayed in the room with Sawyer to put him down to sleep, and Howard really wanted to go swimming. So him and I went swimming until the pool closed, and then we came back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Did you drive to Disney Springs, or did you take the bus?
I'm pretty sure we drove. Yeah, we drove to Disney Springs. So that wasn't too bad.
Right.
But one of the nights that we went to Disney Springs, and I don't remember when it was. I know that we were trying to get... We were meeting up with my brother because he was down there for business. It was a weekday, too. And I've never seen Disney Springs parking garage like it was. I mean, we drove around for probably 20 minutes before we actually found a spot to park. It was pretty crazy. I mean, there was very, very few spots open in that parking garage. And it seems like any other time that I've went there, it was like we could always get a spot on the first or second floor. And there was lots of spots open on the first or second floor. But this time it was just packed. And I don't know what was going on. I mean, I thought we were going to kind of slow time, like after Thanksgiving, you know, figured people would be gone. But it was crazy down there. But that was, like I said, we met up with my brother. We went to, we were downtown Disney, and we went and did the Christmas tree trail.
Yeah.
Which I was actually really surprised by that. That was actually really cool. They have a lot of different trees, and they're all, like, themed a specific way. There's like a Little Mermaid one. There was a Haunted Mansion one, but it was really cool. We liked that a lot, more than we thought we would.
Yeah, I heard good things about that. I've never been to it, but I know a lot of people seem to like it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, a little extra thing that they do. It's not like a huge ordeal, but it's enjoyable.
Now, Mike, how was it when you went to Disney Springs right before Christmas? Was it hard to find a spot when you went to Maria and Enzo's?
That was after Christmas.
Right after Christmas. But still, that's a busy week.
Yeah.
In between Christmas and New Year's.
No, it was the same thing. They had signs, and they said that both parking garages were full.
Oh, wow.
And we had to park over in Casting, across the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because that guy, Jeff, that emailed us, said the same thing. He couldn't even find a parking spot this week at Disney Springs.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there, but like Mike said, I've never had a problem finding a parking spot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, I do like the fact that they notify you, though.
That is helpful.
Yeah. Oh, it's so helpful.
So when you park over at Casting, what do you just walk over there? Do they have like a shuttle that dropped you off?
They had a shuttle, but there's actually like that a little walkway. Bridge.
Yeah, that
it goes right over that road.
When we were down there, I saw that they were building another parking garage right across the street from, I think, the Lime one. But they're still working on that. But, I mean, that'll be nice once they actually finally get that done. I mean, if this is how Disney Springs is going to be, they definitely need more parking.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And, I mean, it sounds to me just that they're getting a lot of locals because you would assume a majority of the people are taking buses from their resorts. I mean, if I'm staying at a resort, there's no way in hell I want, even if I'm driving, I don't want to drive over there.
No.
And so, I mean, I just think that that's all local traffic.
And if we would have known that it would have been like that,
we would have probably just taken the bus.
I mean, I'm sure it's easier to drive if you have a car and you have kids, that it's easy to drive. But if it's just Kristen and I, we'd definitely just jump on a bus and head over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you. All right. So talk about Fort Wilderness.
We liked it a lot.
Because you've camped there, right? But have you done the cabin before?
No, we've actually never camped there.
Oh, I thought you... Oh, that's right, it got canceled.
Yeah, so what happened was when we were down there last year, Irma came through. And we were staying in a cabin that time, too. But we ended up only staying one night there before we got evacuated. Because there's so many trees and stuff at Fort Wilderness. So we got evacuated. So we were only there one night. So this is like our first like real stay there. We liked it a lot. My aunt actually came down for, I think she came down like maybe like 2 days after we got there and then stayed until the last day that we were there. So she stayed in the cabin with us. We kind of all agreed that it would have been really nice to have a golf cart there, which they rent them right there. But Fort Wilderness is, it's just so spread out that you either take an internal bus and, you know, kind of take the risk of waiting for, you know, however long to get to where you need to go, or you have like a bike or a golf cart. And there was a lot of people there with like golf carts of their own that they had decorated and everything like that. But I mean, just like, I mean, we had the meal plan this time, and so it comes with the mugs. Well, you can fill the mugs up at the main pool.
Davy Crockett's, which I too, right?
Yeah, you can fill it up at the main pool, which is like basically like in the middle of the resort, or you could fill it up at Crockett's Tavern, which is like all the way in the back of the resort. So it's, I mean, it's a hike to get back there. It was even a hike from our place to the pool. But the problem with the pool one is it's only open at like, it opens at like 10 o'clock something like that. So you can't get your, you know, your soda or whatever, your coffee before you go to the park.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just kind of, you know, a golf cart would have been nice to have. You know, there's pros and cons to Fort Wilderness, but overall, we liked it a whole lot.
What is the cost of a golf cart?
So, I want to say it was like, I want to say it was like $50 a day.
$50 a day?
Like that. Yeah.
And is it just a it just per day that they don't have like length of trip or
I
weekly?
I think if you have like a week long thing, they might like discount it by a certain amount, but I'm not sure of that.
That would be cool to jump in that bad boy and go get a cup of coffee though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Giving people the sideways golf waves.
Yeah. And it would have been really nice to have to go and like check out all the decorations too.
Now,
we'll get to that at some point.
Was the dining plan included or did you pay?
I'm trying to remember. When we booked, they were offering free dining, and I think we were trying to get it, but we couldn't get any availability. The cabins had pretty limited availability for the free dining package at that time, so I think we ended up paying for it, if I remember correctly.
What kind did you? What'd you get?
We got just the standard one. So the two snacks, one quick service,
and one table service.
One table service. Gotcha. Yeah. And I mean, we were having those two snacks is huge. I mean, we were trying to use our snacks every single day, and we still wound up with a lot left over at the end. And you know, our very last night we ate at Ohana, and we're basically like, you know, at the gift shop there trying to buy stuff that we can take home with us, and we had a lot of leftover credits.
Yeah, the snacks, because when you're a family, so basically you had six snacks per day.
Yeah,
because
plus,
the little
plus
one
my aunt.
Oh, and your aunt was so eight per
yeah,
day.
Yeah, so we had eight. Yeah, yeah, it was pretty nuts.
That's a lot. Yeah,
a whole lot.
So that's good. So how are the decorations at Fort Wilderness? Did you go around there quite a bit? I know you said you wish you had the cart, but you still saw some, I imagine.
Yeah, and that was one of those things where we were always like, yeah, we gotta like go out in the evening time and check these out. And it ended up being the very last night that we went around a little bit during the day. And actually, it's good to go around during the day, too, because a lot of the decorations are these inflatables that people have. And some people have, like, just enormous inflatables that they bring with them. But we ended up going the last night, the very last night that we were there, and we drove around every single loop in Fort Wilderness and checked out all the decorations. And, I mean, people really, really go all out. There's been some of the, like, Disney vloggers went around this year and checked out the decorations. Like, I know, like, the Tim Tracker and a few of the other ones did too, but I mean, like, I don't see like people doing that kind of decorations like at their house around here. It's amazing how much time and money people are putting into the decorations at Fort Wilderness. There was one place that they put up a whole castle in front of their house, like that this guy made out of wood. I think on Tim Tracker they actually showed it on the video. But
you know, Gary and I would say are very good friends with Tim Tracker, right?
Yeah, I know that you met him the day that I left. But
so, we signed a few things for him too.
Oh, that's nice of you guys. Mm-hmm. But this castle was, I would say it was at least 15 feet tall and at least as wide. And I mean, they had a whole setup, but it's crazy how, like, the extremes that some of these people go to decorate their campsites.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine. I guess if you're a local and you go up for a week or whatever, and I mean, if you have a camper, you drive anyway, but I can't imagine being like, oh, honey, did you pack the toothpaste and the underwear and the 15-foot wooden castle? Is all that, you know? Like, how do you even carry this stuff?
I mean, these people, most of these people that are doing it have those, like, these huge Class A motorhomes.
Like the Doug Willing style?
Even bigger.
Oof.
But, I mean, there's a lot of storage underneath those. And also, you got to think, too, like a lot of these decorations are inflatables.
Mm-hmm.
Or just lights, and they really don't take up a lot of. When they're not inflated, they basically, you know, fold down into you know like nothing. I mean, you could fit a lot of those in a Rubbermaid tote or whatever.
That's true.
But I mean, I was amazed.
Seems like a lot of effort. That's all.
Yeah, but a lot of these people are just like retired, and they just go to different places and camp all year. You know, it's pretty awesome, though. If you've never been there to check out the decorations, you definitely should go.
It's same at Halloween, too. I know, like, people go out for Halloween. I'm sure Christmas is a little more, but Halloween, they do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. So there's also a, you can take, like, a sleigh ride at Fort Wilderness.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the evening time to go and check out the lights and everything. And we looked at doing that, but that was ridiculously expensive. Like, I want to say that was something like $80 for like 25 minutes or something like that. Like I couldn't believe the price. So we didn't do that, but we saw some people doing it.
That's pretty crazy. So let's talk about some food. What were the
wait?
You do a quick
hold on. Let's talk about where we stayed, for crying out loud. Tell me
what
this place
talking about.
Tell me. No, I want to hear about the cabin itself.
The cabin itself. So when we left Pop Century, I would say around 10 or so in the morning, I think, to go over to Fort Wilderness. We got there, checked in, and they told us that, well, first of all, they said that we're eligible for the new thing that they're doing, where if you want to opt out of mousekeeping. Yeah, if you want to opt out of that they'll give us $10 a day in a gift card. So we're like, all right, yeah, we'll do that for sure. So we did that, and
you're a jobs killer.
Hey, I'm all right with it. It's giving me $10 a day, and we really don't need them anyways. So, we go, and they say the room's not going to be ready quite yet. You'll get a text message when it's ready. You're free to park over here in the overflow parking and go and check out the fort, but you're not actually supposed to drive back. So naturally, we completely disregarded that and started driving back and to check out the campsites and the cabins and everything like that.
What a weasel.
Absolutely.
He's killing jobs and he's breaking the law. Unbelievable.
we're driving around one of the camps or the cabins loop, and we got a text that said that our cabin was ready, and it literally happened to be like the cabin that we were right in front of, like at the exact time that we were right in front of it. So we pulled in there. The cabin, we liked the cabin a lot. So you walk in the door, all the way to the left, to the back of the cabin, is the main bedroom that has a queen-size bed, and a bunk bed. And then moving forward from the back, you have your bathroom on the left. And then moving forward from that, you have the kitchen. It's a full-size kitchen, so you got a full-size fridge. You got the stove, microwave, full-size coffee maker with Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company coffee provided. You got like a dinette table, a lounge chair, and then hide-a-bed and a big TV in the living room. So it was good. It was a lot of space for us. And for being there that long, I think it would have been hard having all of us in something that would have been any smaller than that.
So how many bedrooms did you have?
It's one bedroom.
Okay.
But in that bedroom itself sleeps four people.
Gotcha. Because
you got the queen bed and then the bunk beds.
Bunks, yep.
And then there's a pull-out sofa bed in the main living room, too. So you could sleep eight people in it.
Very nice. And it's got a full kitchen, bathroom, everything like that?
Yeah, full kitchen, bathroom, yeah, everything. We liked staying there a lot.
What does it go for?
Yeah, well, I was going to ask the same question. What's the rack rate on that?
I don't remember. Probably look it up right now. I want to say it's around like $350 or so a night,
but I'm
not sure. Yeah.
I mean, that's high, but you're getting a decent amount for the money.
Yeah. I did YouTubes. Those places look sweet.
They're really nice, and the other nice thing about it, you don't get it that many other places. I mean, we had it at Old Key West, but most other resorts you don't get it, is that when you come back from the park, when you're driving, you just pull right in front of where you're staying. I mean, you don't have to mess around with parking in the parking lot and then walk into your hotel room. I mean, you're literally right in front of where you're staying.
But you can't take the car to, like, there's certain spots you can't get to, right? Like, if you want to get the mug, you can't just drive up to a certain area.
Yeah, so at, I think it's called the Meadows Trading Post. I think that's the one that has, like, the main pool. That's the one that's, like, in the middle mm-hmm. of the resort. They have, like, three or four spots for actual cars. The rest of them are for golf cart parking. Mm. So they have three or four spots, so you can actually drive up there. But anything in the back of the resort where Hoop-Dee-Doo and the takeout place and all that other stuff in the back, there's no parking at all back there.
You can't even get your car there because the bus drops you off a little bit of a walk from there anyway.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
That would be the one big drawback for me, is just how difficult it is to get around within the resort.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
But everything else sounds great.
Yep.
Because like, even like everyone's like, oh, you could take a boat to the Magic Kingdom, but it takes you, what, 30 minutes to walk to where the boat launches or
something. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And I mean, they do have the internal bus system. And that for the most part, is pretty efficient. So, I mean, like where we stayed, we were at, there's three bus lines. I think there's a purple, an orange, and a yellow, maybe. I could be wrong on those colors. But basically, if you're looking at the resort from the very front of it, the yellow one, and I could be wrong on these colors, like I said, the yellow one goes to the right and picks up everything on the right, goes all the way to the back of the resort, and then comes back down the right again. The purple one goes all the way to the left and does the same thing, comes back that way. The orange one basically goes right up the middle. Where we were, we could pick up either the orange or the purple. So it was really beneficial for us because we had both those options. So we had like double the chances of getting a bus to get to where we needed to go in the park.
All right, now can I ask him about food, Bill?
Go ahead, Gary. Go ahead.
All right. Where'd you eat?
We ate at Skipper Canteen,
ooh,
Chefs de France,
ooh,
Hoop-Dee-Doo,
mm-hmm,
Art Smith,
oh,
Whispering Canyon,
mm-hmm,
Crystal's Palace, and Ohana. And then multiple other, obviously.
Quick serves and stuff.
Quick services, yeah.
Well, what were the highlights? What stood out of those?
Hoop-de-doo is always a highlight for me. It was fun. The food's good. It's just, it's a fun show. I was actually surprised on, and it's actually, Roxy and I were talking kind of, and it's actually kind of hard to surprise people like us with something new at Disney that you don't know about, right? So we're always like reading the blogs, listening to podcasts, all that stuff. So when we went to Hoop-de-doo, we had no idea, but they change it over and do like a Christmas overlay at Hoop-de-doo. So all the songs and everything that they do on the stage are the same, but you know how they come out like during the meal, like into the crowd and do different songs out there. Those were all different Christmas songs that they do.
That's cool.
So that was, yeah, that was pretty cool. We really liked that a lot. So Hoop-de-doo was a highlight. We'd never been to Skipper Canteen, so I was pretty happy with that. I liked mine a lot. I got Thai noodles, and that comes with chicken and tofu, and I was like, I don't want to mess around with this tofu. So I asked if I could substitute it, and I want to say I substituted it for shrimp.
That's a good upgrade.
Yeah, for sure.
Get this like processed bean curd out and put in delicious shrimp.
Get some real protein in there, for crying out exactly. loud.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that was pretty good. And that was that. It's noodles, and it's a spicy soy chili garlic sauce. So I like that a lot.
How is that menu? I've heard some different things.
I mean, there was a couple things on there that I would have got. I had kind of looked forward, and that was the big thing that I knew that I thought I was going to want to get. They also have New York strip steak, mm-hmm. which that's what Roxy got. She wasn't really impressed with it. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't her favorite.
Probably your typical single credit steak at Disney.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. For sure. Yeah. They have lamb chops. They have the that whole fried fish. The whole fish that they fry.
Mm-hmm. I can't do that.
They have a pork dish. I mean, it's not too bad. From what I understand, they tamed it down quite a bit.
You say you can't do that, but if you went to Grand Floridian Cafe and that was on the menu, you'd be like, oh, I got to try that.
No, I won't do a whole fish. No. With skin, and it's too much work, Bill.
It did. Someone ordered it that was close to us, and it did look like it was a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm sure really the fish itself is fantastic. It's just
But you really got to work it.
Yeah, it's too much work. I don't want to deal with that crap.
Yeah, so that was good.
Plus, the eyes do something. Something about the eye. Yeah, there's something about the eyes too.
Kind of like I'm looking at
Cousin Eddie would say, "Save me the eye." What's he saying? Christmas Vacation. Send me the neck.
Save the neck for me, Clark. This is good. So another one of the new places that we ate was Whispering Canyon. We ate there for breakfast.
I don't even have to ask you what you got. Please tell me I don't have to ask you what you got.
I didn't get the skillet.
Are you kidding me?
No. So Roxy got the skillet. My wife got the skillet. But I got the...
He got a side of toast, and then he was a weasel and ate the skillet, so they didn't have to pay for two.
Yeah. All these rule breakers.
We're on the dining plate. Oh, I got Eggs Benedict.
How do you get Eggs Benedict when you have a chance to get every kind of breakfast meat, biscuits and gravy, I can't even... I don't know if we can have you back on the show.
I really wanted Eggs Benedict.
Oh, man, that's a bit...
Roxy got that, so it was... I mean, it definitely is not my favorite breakfast spot that I've been to Disney.
There?
Yeah.
Oh, I love good. That place. It That's because you didn't get the skillet.
Well, I mean, I wanted something a little different. I mean, you can essentially get the skillet at any quick service, really. I mean, it has all the exact same stuff, and it's prepared about the same. So I wanted to get into something a little bit different.
Yeah, the difference is at the quick service, they don't bring you a second, third, fourth, and fifth.
That's true. We did get extras. We did get extras of that. Everyone ate a little bit off her skillet.
Yeah, he did break the rules.
He got a side of toast. Oh, Eggs Benedict. Yeah, that's
This is Eric.
Let's see here. Art Smith. We went there. This is the first time that I've been there.
Ooh, yeah, here we go. Let's get the violin out.
You tell me you don't love this place, Mike?
Come on.
Are you telling me you don't love it?
Go on. Let's hear how great.
I loved it. I was very happy with it.
Was it like going to church? Start crying when you bit into that chicken?
You know what I was really
No, he didn't get the chicken. He got the like the vegetarian noodle dish or something.
You bite your tongue. I absolutely got the chicken.
Yeah.
I definitely got the chicken. I got the half chicken. The chicken was very, very good, but what I was really impressed with was the sides. The cheddar biscuit was
out of this world.
Was awesome. And a lot of places when I go to a restaurant, I'll either steer away or I'm just not happy with the mashed potatoes. But the mashed potatoes at Art Smith were very good. They had a lot of flavor. Just really, really good mashed potatoes. I was very happy with
those. Did you get
them
with the bacon and cheese on top?
No, I didn't even know.
Oh,
I didn't even know that was an option.
Sorry. When we went, the waiter's like, oh, would you like to get bacon and cheese on top of the mashed potatoes? And I said, yeah, that would be pretty good.
Yeah, I absolutely would have said yes to that. But no, they were just your regular mashed potatoes, but seasoned perfectly.
They're good.
Because a lot of places, it's like all they put in there is salt, you know? And they never put enough salt, and it's not buttery enough. But these...
And this is the guy who puts salt on his butter, so you really want some salt.
These mashed potatoes were on point, though. It was really good.
They are good. Well, you haven't even eaten there, Mike, have you?
Art Smith?
I thought you've only had like my leftovers or something.
I've
right?
eaten
or
there.
Oh, I thought you never went.
Been there. That's why I give you. I've been with your parents.
Oh,
about right. Last year, about a year ago, I went before you went.
I don't think that's accurate.
When did you go?
I went for the first time. I went with my parents in October of 2017.
Yeah, you're right. Then you went for you went. I think I went 18. Yeah, you're saying I never went.
I didn't know. I wasn't. I was asking you. I didn't think you had gone. I thought you just had the leftover chicken.
No.
And you don't like it, or you don't?
No,
think it's
I like.
Good
I think it's fantastic. But I mean, you guys are blessing yourselves. I mean, you're crying. I can hear the tears. I mean, it's like, good Lord.
I would absolutely go back. I would absolutely go back there. It was really, really good. There's not much bad that I can say about it, but I don't think it's the absolute best thing that I've ever had at Disney World, but still, it's very good, and it's probably one of my favorite places now in Disney Springs.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, what's better than it at Disney Springs, Bill?
I haven't eaten in a lot of places, but I bet I'd like paddlefish better.
See, I've heard only bad things about paddlefish.
You know, I think a lot of it would depend on my mood. But I would absolutely go back to Maria and Enzo's before I went back to Chef Art Smith's. And that's not taking anything away from Art Smith's, but I really, really enjoyed Maria and Enzo's. Or Enzo's Hideaway, I mean.
Yeah,
but
that was good.
Yeah, we're going to Maria and Enzo's when we go down for that one day in February.
Nice.
Speaking of, I failed to talk about this, but I was talking to the waiter, and they said that they see that for the foreseeable future, that 40% lunch discount for AP.
Huh. I didn't see it re-announced, though. But we'll
didn't see it re-announced either, but he thinks that they're just going to keep going forward with this. So we'll see.
That's a good deal.
You go
at like $2.45 and really go crazy with that lunch thing, and you could be good for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Unfortunately, our reservation is like at like 9:15 because we're going to go there right after we fly in.
Still worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
What, you have anything else, food-wise that really stood out or basic, you know, like Crystal Palace is not a lot to say about that. Ohana, there's not too much to say that hasn't been said.
How is the food at Crystal Palace? Did you go for breakfast or dinner or lunch?
So we went for breakfast and I was actually like sick as a dog that morning. I didn't eat anything at all. So luckily they actually didn't even charge for me that time.
Would you run into Joe Regano?
But But it's your standard character breakfast.
I mean, scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage.
Yeah.
It's Chef Mickey's, same stuff as Chef Mickey.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Some of the quick services real quick that I really liked. We went over to Wilderness Lodge for breakfast and ate at Roaring Forks one morning too. And I was actually really happy with that. I had like their breakfast flatbread.
Did you guys walk over there?
What's that?
Did you guys walk over there from the fort?
No.
Because I heard they have a nice walking trail.
Yeah, I think there is, but we didn't walk. No, we drove over there.
Okay, so I'm sorry to interrupt, but what'd you go over there for? I know you said Roaring Forks, but...
Yeah, that was pretty much the reason we went over there. We had like a morning that we didn't really have anything planned. We didn't want to use another one of our table service credits, so we figured we'd go over there and try breakfast over at Roaring Forks.
And how was that?
It was good. Like I said, I got I had the flatbread breakfast, the breakfast flatbread, and I was really, really happy with that. And then I think both Howard and Roxy had some form of Mickey waffles, so they liked that.
We were actually just over there a couple weeks ago. That place is cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I liked it.
I love that whole hotel.
I do too. I'm with you. I love that.
Maybe we can get Joe to hook us up there next year.
Boulder Ridge, whatever it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We get one of those ones just, you know, right out of the water there, just hanging out in the hot tub.
I wouldn't play golf.
Waving to the fairies as they go by.
Oh, that would be so sick.
I think I would not play golf if we were there. I'll stay back at the room. You guys go ahead.
I'd stay back with you. I wouldn't want you to be lonely, you know?
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. So let's see. Just a couple of the quick service places. I ate at Setuli Canteen. I've been there before, but this is the first time that I got one of those bowls. I liked it, but I was disappointed with the sauce that I got.
What sauce did you go with?
I went with I think it's like a creamy garlic one? Herb.
Yeah.
No, it's like a garlic herb, I think.
Mm.
And it was almost like too rich, kind of, almost. I also did make a mistake, and I thought that, well, it'd be smart to put, you know, all of it on my bowl, which I shouldn't have done. It probably would have been better if I had put just a little bit on there. But also, I think I had shrimp in my bowl at this one, too. And I think that's an addition from when they first started. I don't ever remember them having shrimp before.
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
I didn't know they had shrimp.
I don't either.
I think that's new. But the shrimp was really good. The rest of the bowl was really good. I think I just put too much sauce on, and I think next time I would try a different sauce.
Now, that's another cult joint. What'd you think of that?
I liked it. Like I said, I thought it was really good. That's the first time I've had a bowl. The other time I got those cheeseburger pods or whatever, and we also have eaten breakfast there in the past, but that's the first time I had a bowl, but I liked it. It was good. I think just too much sauce, and probably a different sauce next time too, but other than that, it was good. The next quick service place that I thought was really good was actually Woody's Lunchbox. Obviously, it was pretty busy in Toy Story Land when we were there, but the food there was pretty good. We were trying to decide, Roxy and I had seen these tachos, and I really wanted to try that, but they also had like a barbecue brisket sandwich.
Yep.
And so what we did is one of us got that, and the other one, I think I got the sandwich, and Roxy got the tachos. And I wish I would have just got the tachos. The sandwich was okay, but those tachos were really good.
See, I agree. I had that when I met my aunt and uncle a few weeks ago. I was starving, so I stopped there. And I had the brisket sandwich, and I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
But as an add-on, it says on the menu you have to ask for it, but the tomato soup, ridiculous. I wish they sold it by the bowl. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with that. They basically give it to you in like a container big enough. Like basically, it's pretty much just for dipping.
Like a shot glass.
Yeah, I mean, basically.
Yeah, there was about four scoops, but it was so damn good. And I was like, damn, I wish they
I agree with that. That tomato soup was really good. Yeah, they should.
I wonder if you go on the mobile app and do, like, the mobile ordering. Sometimes there's, like, things on there that aren't on the menu where you could maybe get a bigger size of it.
Yeah.
Por favor, tip.
Speaking of the mobile ordering, it didn't work very well when we were there.
Well, you can't use dining credits on that, right?
You can now.
Oh, you can now.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
But I think we tried to use it probably, four or five times. And only once was it actually like up. Every other time it just said like the system was down or something like that. So you couldn't do it. The only time that I was actually able to use it was at Setuli Canteen. And I mean, all I used, we had actually already went up and ordered our lunch, but I just, I went on there so that I could get just a regular milk for Sawyer, our youngest, so that he could have a bottle. But other than that, it didn't work well.
I'm totally shocked that Disney's IT was failing you on this trip.
Yeah, no kidding. But I wish it would have worked because I could see how convenient it would be, especially for when you're just going up and ordering one item, like a milk, you know.
Well, so many people that have used it and have had success with it say it's amazing how like how well it is. But I guess if the app's not working, it doesn't really help you out.
Yeah, I would have hated to have had to wait in that line to get
just for a milk. Yeah,
yeah. So luckily, it was working there. But any other time I tried to use it, it didn't work. So that was a bummer because I was actually looking forward to using that.
All right, we're starting to go a little long here, so let's. Any highlights of the parks that you want to touch on? I know, you know, it's all the same old stuff, but what anything stand out in particular? Any experiences that you had that were really otherwise fantastic?
A couple things. The first one was Howard did that Jedi training at Hollywood Studios. And we didn't, like, talk to him or anything like that about it, but we were there one day and, you know, we decided to sign him up for it, and he loved it. He still talks about when he fought Darth Vader, so that was a really cool thing.
And he's a big Star Wars nerd, right?
He
likes the Chewbacca Chewies.
Yeah, he loves those Chewbacca Chewies. Yeah, so yeah, he was pretty excited about that. He liked it a lot. The other thing, which you should do this with your girls when you're there, at least Yurina. But when we went to Animal Kingdom. We were walking in the park and Roxy was like, "You want to try and do this Wilderness Explorers thing with him?" And I'm like, I don't know. It seems like it's just going to kind of take a lot of time and stuff like that. Well, we ended up like signing him up basically for this Wilderness Explorers, and he absolutely loved it. So they have all these different like stations, around Animal Kingdom. And you go, and there's a cast member there, and they talk to the kids about, you know, all different kinds of stuff. Like, one of them is, you know, ecology, and one of them's recycling, and all kinds of different stuff at these different stations. And they get a badge at each place that they go to, and they can put it in their book. And it worked out perfect for us, because the only ride that Howard actually rode on that day was the safari.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, it was kind of like we were doing rider swap or whatever, so we were taking turns. And when we were taking turns, we'd just take him to one of these Wilderness Explorer posts, and he had a blast doing that, and he was really, really into it, and it was really engaging. So that was a good place, good thing to do for him. Another positive was all those decorations at Fort Wilderness. That was really cool, and the Christmas tree trail at Disney Springs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything that stuck out as particularly negative this time, or something that surprised you in a bad way?
Like we were just talking about the mobile ordering. Mm-hmm. That was kind of a bummer that it was so hit or miss, and it was mostly miss. The other thing was Chefs de France. We ate there for our candlelight.
Mm-hmm.
We ate there for the candlelight processional dinner package. The service there was absolutely amazing. This guy's name was Hugo, and he was like, you know, playing with the boys, and, you know, Sawyer was getting a little fussy, and he was trying to cheer him up, and he was absolutely amazing. However, the food was just not very good. We both just thought it was kind of bland. We just weren't impressed with the food. It wasn't very good.
Well, I haven't been there in a long time, but I really liked it when I went. But that was almost 8 years ago now, so yeah, a lot could change.
And, I mean, we were really hoping. I mean, we were really looking forward to that meal, but,
Did you get the onion soup?
Yes, I got the onion soup. The onion soup was good.
Okay, I was going to say, because that's always been good there.
Yeah, the onion soup was good. The one thing that I would say about the onion soup was, you know, they put, like, the pieces of bread or whatever in there? It was almost like they were, like, too big.
Too much bread. You know, yeah.
It was, like, too much bread, and the pieces were too big.
Oh, I see.
But other than that, I mean, the onion soup was good, but overall, the food there was not that great.
That's kind of a bummer.
Yep.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and get your final thoughts and wrap everything up here. Does that sound good, guys?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Alright, we're back for break. You just got through listening to episode 255 with Mike from Michigan talking about his late November, early December trip, staying at Fort Wilderness, having some filth, going around the parks, having fun. 8-9 days you said it was that you were there?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Any final thoughts? Anything else that we didn't get to that you want to add here, or are we good to go?
I think we're pretty good to go.
And you did get APs on this trip, which is nice.
We did get APs, yeah.
So now you got you want to go once a month now, pretty much.
I wish. the last time we had APs, we did a total of 6 trips. I think this time we'll have basically 3, but it would have just taken 2 trips for us to make it worth it.
Right.
So yeah. Our plans on this trip kind of changed a lot from what we thought. Sawyer, our youngest, he's a year and a half. He was a year and a half at this trip. And he does the parks much different than Howard did. When Howard was tired, he would just fall asleep in the stroller. And, I mean, we could push him around for a few hours while he was sleeping and he'd be fine. Sawyer, not so much. He didn't sleep in the stroller at all until the very last day. And so we did a lot more midday breaks and early nights and stuff like that. I mean, we planned on seeing all the nighttime stuff, and the only nighttime show that we actually ended up seeing was Illuminations. So it was a lot different than what we thought, but it was a really good trip.
All right, that's good. You have anything else you want to ask here, Mike, before we wrap it up?
I'm looking at a message back from Schaefer now, and I'm looking at that picture, so
we won't bring that up. All right. Well, you can find us on iTunes, where you find your podcast, Google Play, Stitcher. Search for Por Favor Podcast. Yeah. Twitter, Facebook, @ Por Favor Podcast, YouTube.com/ Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show info@ porfavorpodcast.com. You can email Mike@ porfavorpodcast.com, and you can email me, Gary@ porfavorpodcast.com. I'm not even going to interrupt you two buffoons. Thank you for listening to episode number 255 of the Por Favor of the Por Favor Montegasse Alejado de las Podcast, and we will talk to you next week. And tomorrow, just a dream.
a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. That's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
There's a great big
beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow,
and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.